Let's bring up our next two brave contestants. We have Deb Amlin and Jonathan Korbla. Jonathan, you teach chess, huh?
I do. I am a chess master, and I've been teaching in New York for the last 10 years.
Wow, a chess master.
Yes.
I'm going to call you a chess king. Does that happen a lot?
Well, I'll take it.
You'll take it? Okay.
Sure, I like them all.
And Deb, what is this? You write wordplay for the New York Times?
I do. I write the crossword blog for the New York Times.
All right, so this is a, this is going to be a good competition here. Two thinkers. What are we playing, Art?
Ophira, this game is called Agrarian Maps. I'm going to describe a map of an agricultural area, and you have to name the crop grown in that area. You guys ready?
So fun. That is a fun game, yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's also a drink. Audience, when you know the crop, you just take a drink, all right?
Okay, actually, Agrarian Maps is an anagram. It's an anagram of the words anagram pairs, because each answer in the game will be a pair of words. The second word in each phrase will be an anagram of the first word. So, for example, if I said the clue, goodness gracious, what swine? The answer would be, gosh, hogs. G-O-S-H is an anagram of H-O-G-S. Okay?
Right, easy stuff. Move along.
I'm going to give you clues, hopefully, you know, many clues to get you to the right answer. The contestant who gets more right moves on to our Ask Me One More Final Round at the end of the show. Here we go. Mr. Presley is not dead. Jonathan.
Elvis lives.
Elvis lives, correct. Fidel impersonators. Jonathan.
Castro's actors.
Castro actors, correct. The more sexually explicit metal worker. Jonathan.
Looter drooler.
No, close.
You're Deb. So close.
Deb has her eyes closed in fervent concentration.
I'm focused.
Couple seconds, Deb. No, you don't have it? Sorry, anyone in our studio audience have it?
Looter welder.
Welder,
right.
Yes.
Because he drills.
An iPad or a Nexus 7 for use in wartime. Jonathan.
Tablet battle.
Tablet battle, battle tablet, yes. Slovenly or messy nakedness. Deb.
Untidy nudity?
Yes, you're on the board.
I was bound to get the dirty one, right?
To speak well of ancient Iran. Jonathan.
Aspire Persia?
Ooh, sorry, that's incorrect. Deb.
Praise Persia.
Praise Persia, correct. An immune hypersensitivity to art exhibitions.
Gallery allergy.
Correct, Jonathan. A new parent's misery and not having Pampers at the changing table. Jonathan.
It's diaper despair.
Diaper's despair, correct.
All right, Jonathan. You are the winner of this round. Congratulations. That was a tough one. Thank you so much, Deb. Jonathan will be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Another hand for them. That was unbelievable.